Document titled,
you're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
The blessings come down. Dear brothers and sisters,
we
gather here to honor the
Lord. Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
Believe that worship,
we hope you get blessed
draws us closer
by this narrated sermon podcast
when
from
we praise him,
Pastor
his
Chris.
Blessings descend upon us, reminding us why we come together in unity. When men do not learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it. People oppose the truths of the past, dismissing history as something that offers no lessons. Yet when we fail to learn from the mistakes and the successes of those who went before us, we risk walking blindly into the same pitfalls. We must stand for truth, even if that stand brings persecution. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 11, Amplified Bible. Again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory, the splendor, magnificence, preeminence, and excellence of them. And he said to him, these things, all taken together, I will give you if you will prostrate yourself before me and do homage and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, begone, Satan. For it has been written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Then the devil departed from him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. People are persecuted for taking such a stand, pointing out that we have not learned anything and that we need to look to the past, gleaning wisdom from the mistakes and the love for Christ demonstrated by our parents and forefathers. Through their errors and successes, a path of righteousness was laid, and Jesus himself said it. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, Amplified Bible. Blessed and happy and enviably fortunate and spiritually prosperous, in the state in which the born-again child of God enjoys and finds satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of his outward conditions, are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for being and doing right, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Bible warns that times of great trouble will come, and today's world offers no shortage of evidence for such warnings. Israel faces constant terror attacks, and our own troops remain in harm's way due to global religious conflict. Meanwhile, everyday Americans struggle as the dollar loses its once proud AAA rating. Added to these economic hardships is a growing distrust in our leaders' ability or willingness to defend the nation's best interests. In this climate, tensions run high. Individuals, overwhelmed by anger and resentment, have resorted to violent acts. Businesses and vehicles have been targeted and firebombed simply because they are affiliated with certain figures whose actions some oppose. These aggressive tactics highlight a deeper moral crisis, where respect for law and order is replaced by division, hostility, and disregard for religious and constitutional principles. These issues underscore a broader spiritual and societal decay. Many conservatives see a lack of moral grounding in certain government policies and leadership decisions. Instead of unifying the nation under faith-based values and personal responsibility, some leaders focus on preserving or recovering their political power, even at the expense of the ideals on which this country was founded. Against this backdrop, believers draw strength from Scripture, which not only warns of turbulent times, but also exhorts us to remain steadfast in our faith. God's truth will ultimately prevail. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 to 13. Contemporary English Version. Michael, the chief of the angels, is the protector of your people, and he will come at a time of terrible suffering, the worst in all of history. And your people who have their names written in the book will be protected. many of those who lie dead in the ground will rise from death. Some of them will be given eternal life, and others will receive nothing but eternal shame and disgrace. Everyone who has been wise will shine as bright as the sky above, and everyone who has led others to please God will shine like the stars. Daniel, I now command you to keep the message of this book secret until the end of time, even though many people will go everywhere, searching for the knowledge to be found in it. Daniel wrote, I looked around and saw two other people, one on this side of the river and one on the other side. The angel who had spoken to me was dressed in linen and was standing upstream from them. So one of the two beside the river asked him, How long before these amazing things happen? The angel then raised both hands toward heaven and said, In the name of the God who lives forever, I solemnly promise that it will be a time, two times, and half a time. Everything will be over when the suffering of God's holy people comes to an end. I heard what the angel said, but I didn't understand. So I asked, Sir, how will it all end? The angel in my vision then replied, Daniel, go about your business, because the meaning of this message will remain secret until the end of time. Many people will have their hearts and lives made pure and clean, but those who are evil will keep on being evil and never understand. Only the wise will understand. There will be 1,290 days from the time that the daily sacrifices are stopped until someone sets up the horrible thing that causes destruction. God will bless everyone who patiently waits until 1,335 days have gone by. So Daniel, be faithful until the end. You will rest, and at the end of time, you will rise from death to receive your reward. Throughout the early 1960s, as the Bible and school-sponsored prayer were systematically removed from public education, many believers noticed a gradual decline in the nation's moral compass. With scripture and prayer sidelined, lines between right and wrong blurred. Society lost a key moral reference point, leading to criminal behavior, social unrest, and confusion about moral absolutes. Thankfully, a growing number of governors and state legislatures are working to reverse this course. They are reintroducing prayer and the Bible into public life, ensuring that these time-honored teachings have a place in schools and community spaces. The Ten Commandments, long a cornerstone of America's Judeo-Christian heritage, are reappearing in courthouses and other public venues. While some vocal opponents remain, a relatively small minority, this resurgence of public faith expressions is gaining momentum, offering renewed hope for spiritual and cultural restoration. As these developments spread, the question arises, is our nation ready for revival? From a conservative, faith-based viewpoint, the answer is a resounding yes. Revival calls us back to the foundational principles and Christian heritage that shaped our earliest laws and societal values. It challenges communities to see beyond the secular outcry and embrace the unity, morality, and compassion proclaimed by the gospel. In a time when moral clarity can seem elusive, God's word shines as a guiding light, reminding us that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. With these shifts in public policy and a growing hunger for genuine spiritual depth, many believe that hearts will be turned back to God, allowing families, schools, and entire states to once again flourish in righteousness. With continued faith, prayer, and perseverance, our country may well be on the brink of a remarkable revival, one that restores biblical values to the public square and exalts the name of the Lord above all else. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Amplified Bible. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness from your midst. As some of these loud minorities have attacked our governors on this matter, like the Anti-Defamation League, the Center for American Islamic Relations, CAIR, and the ACLU, tensions have risen. These organizations have significant voices on the East and West Coasts, and also beyond our borders. Still, we already know who ultimately wins in the end. And that knowledge leads us to a spirit of celebration in revival, tempered by the awareness that a time of tribulation will follow. Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, Amplified Bible. For then there will be great tribulation, affliction, distress, and oppression, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, and never will be again. Yet the blessing of the Lord continues to pour down, even in the midst of hardship. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 27, Amplified Bible. Lest you be self-opinionated, wise in your own conceits. I do not want you to miss this hidden truth and mystery, brethren. A hardening insensibility has temporarily befallen a part of Israel to last until the full number of the ingathering of the Gentiles has come in, and so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant, my agreement with them, when I shall take away their sins. Why are we here? Because God loves us. Why are we here? Because He loved us first. Why are we here? Because there is no safer place than to be with Abba, our Father. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 to 3, Amplified Bible. I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before or besides me. Observe and remember. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, Amplified Bible. Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it has been written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Psalm chapter 29, verse 2, New International Version, 1984. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, Amplified Bible. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Savior, who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction, and in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, Amplified Bible. I appeal to you therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. We have come into this place to worship the Lord, even in a season fraught with financial crises, deficits, high unemployment, natural disasters, droughts, fires, floods, food shortages, and spiritual attacks from the enemy through organizations like CAIR, the Anti-Defamation League, and the ACLU. We witnessed at a prayer event called The Response, how some churches were even used by Satan to speak out against public praise and worship of his name. But we cannot stop praying for this nation, praying for one another, and worshiping the Lord. As we have heard today, hard times will come, but the Lord's promise is to bless us. One of the greatest blessings he has given is his Holy Spirit and our freedom from an eternity of pain and death. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 and verse 16 to 17, Amplified Bible. For you, brethren, were indeed called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom be an incentive to your flesh and an opportunity or excuse for selfishness, but through love you should serve one another. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, of human nature, without God. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. We can and should praise and thank the Lord for the blessings yet to come. We stand upon his word, which proclaims that he blesses his children. Psalm chapter 67, verse 5 to 7, Contemporary English Version. Make everyone praise you and shout your praises. Our God has blessed the earth with a wonderful harvest. Pray for his blessings to continue and for everyone on earth to worship our God. As we reflect on these teachings, let us remind ourselves that worship is not a passive act, but an intentional dedication of our hearts to the one who alone is worthy. We gather together, unashamed and steadfast, because the blessings of the Lord are intimately connected to the praises of his people. When we lift our voices, we align ourselves with God's purpose, calling on his promise to intervene in our lives and in the affairs of our nation. In a world fraught with division and moral confusion, the power of worship has the unique ability to unify believers, reminding us that our first allegiance is to the kingdom of heaven. Through humble submission to God, we find the courage to persevere, even when persecution and trials arise. Our forefathers drew strength from the same scriptures, and so must we. May these verses and reflections inspire us to pursue a deeper walk with God, cultivating worship as our daily offering. In doing so, we proclaim the truth that Jesus is Lord, regardless of worldly circumstances. Let our praise serve as a catalyst for revival, a clarion call for hearts across the land to return to their Creator. Indeed, when the praises go up, his blessings surely come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.